Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Does it ever occur to you, even in a moment of intense revelation, that women usually come out on the short end of the stick? From the day when Adam pointed an accusing finger at Eve and cried, "She took of the fruit and I did eat it," to the present, it seems to me that women get blamed for many, if not most, of the things that men do. Growing up, I used to hear my dad say, "Ruby, what did you do with those car keys?" When Dad had left them in the pants he had thrown into the wash or mislaid them. Now, if you question the premise that I just suggested, notice how many men walk through the door having finished an 8-hour shift at work, plop down in a comfortable chair, while the wives, who have put in the same number of hours, including packaging lunches and fixing breakfast, immediately do duty in the kitchen and do it rather quickly, lest they hear a growl asking, "When is dinner going to be ready?" No wonder most women, having done the Christmas shopping, the cookies, and having fixed the angel wings on a kid's costume for the Christmas play, sigh, "Thank God when it's over." Yet, and are you ready for this to turn the corner? A young woman's body became an incubator chapel as the greatest miracle of all times was enacted. The very Son of God, the one who had participated in the creation of the world, the one whose existence was described as from everlasting to everlasting, was nurtured for 9 months in the womb of God's choice, a woman known as Mary, the mother of Jesus. Yes, I know that the focus of Christmas is on the baby that was born at Bethlehem and placed in the manger, probably a stone trough where cattle were fed. Yet I have been thinking of Christmas from the mother's frame of reference. 3 times I stood by the side of my wife as she endured long labor, and the word endure just doesn't do justice to the 22-hour shift of pain as our firstborn came into the world. Today, epidurals and spinal blocks along with medication make childbirth easier. However, for Mary, the wife of Joseph, there was no hospital, no midwife, nothing to make the birth of her firstborn any easier. Pain was part of that birthing process, and pain is part of both the beginning and ending of life. It is also part of the experience of salvation. Through pain, life is born, and life brings hope and joy. I believe that Paul was pondering this very issue when he wrote to Timothy and he said, "Women will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety." Yet actually, Paul did not write women in the plural, but singular, a woman. And I believe that woman was Mary, who brought forth God's Son. Every baby is a gift from God. It's His way of saying life must go on. And the coming of this marvelous gift of life brought salvation and healing to humankind. He is the one who understands your heartache, who touches our hearts and lives. I also believe that Jesus Christ understood and empathized with the plight of women who were abused, rejected, and used, something that outside of Christianity is almost universal. You see this in the conversations Jesus had with women, their prominence in His ministry, and in His breaks with culture and tradition in recognizing them as equals in marriage and partners in ministry. There would have been no Bethlehem experience had God not chosen a woman through whom His Son could become flesh and dwell among us. May I say it again? Thank God for Mary and for every mother who becomes an instrument of God's grace and care. There would have been no Bethlehem experience had God not chosen a woman through whom His Son could become flesh and dwell among us. Thank God for every mother who becomes an instrument of God's grace and healing. You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Dr. Harold Sala, and from all of us to you and yours, a very, very blessed Christmas.